Researchers from La Trobe University Business School have found there's a strong economic case to be made for having more women on company boards. Lucy Carter reports.
The head of La Trobe University's Business School, Professor Paul Mather, says the case for greater female representation at the top levels of business is clear.
It's not just about equity and social justice. It makes economic sense to have greater diversity on board.
Professor Mather led a team of researchers examining about 300 of Australia's top 500 ASX-listed companies between 2005 and 2011.
We did find, as we expected, that there was a positive association between female non-executives on boards and firm financial performance.
He says the team ruled out the possibility that this is just a coincidence.
There's a simultaneous equation system which kind of allows you to test to see whether, in fact, it's women on boards driving performance, or whether it was just better performing firms that happened to pick women. Now, it's not to say this is a aggregated on average type of study, large sample study, so that's not to say that there won't be isolated instances where it's a coincidence, but on average, in the sample, that's what we found.
Between 2005 and 2011, the proportion of women on major listed company boards almost doubled to about 12%. Professor Mather says one of the factors that seems to have helped get more women onto boards was a 2010 change to ASX corporate governance guidelines that effectively forced companies to disclose their gender diversity policies. Though 12% of the top 200 Australian companies still don't have a woman on their board, Professor Paul Mather says he's not sold on the idea of mandatory quotas.
Having the greater diversity that women bring is beneficial in the economic sense. I mean, the social justice arguments, equity, etc., are fairly clear. Quotas is a separate sort of policy issue. I think there's pros and cons about talking about quotas, potentially targets, or taking the more softly approach that the ASX is taking. This study doesn't get into that. My sense is, personally, that I think targets probably are a good thing. It just concentrates the mind and forces people to get this front of mind when they're making hiring decisions.
La Trobe University's Professor Paul Mather ending that report from Lucy Carter.